You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. Did you know that there's a difference between a spiritual awakening and a soul awakening? And did you know there are certain signposts to know where you are in your journey and what to do in each of those phases? Today, we go big picture and explore what is really happening during an individual awakening, and even a collective one for that matter. And we look at how to best support yourself as you're moving through your own awakening. Before we can talk about mapping our awakening, we probably need to start with what an awakening really is. And so, to my way of thinking, an awakening is really just remembering that there is something so much bigger to you than you, and that the world is a big place, and that your place within it starts to shift and change. We can have many awakenings, and in fact, we will cycle through awakening after awakening after awakening. We can have a spiritual awakening before we move into a soul awakening. Now, a spiritual awakening is really where we wake up to our spiritual nature. We move beyond thinking, full stop, but we also move beyond thinking that our human self, our physicality, and our mind is the be-all and end-all. And we move beyond that into an alignment into something bigger, to our spiritual or energetic nature. So when we have that awakening, it is usually the start of our spiritual awakening, and then we'll journey through a number of awakenings under that banner. And so we will awaken again and again and again to new facets of ourself, our multidimensional, expansive possibilities. And in doing so, we move through what I call the guidance cycle. So we're constantly clearing, healing, restoring, and manifesting. And we start to really see ourselves beyond that human form and begin to see that we're here for a reason and that we have many things to learn and many things to offer. There will come a point where we awaken at another level. So our soul awakening is when we move beyond our spiritual or energetic nature and we awaken to or we remember our soul nature. And so when we're moving through the spiritual awakening and we're doing all of that clearing and raising our vibration and allowing our human body to contain a higher vibration, what we're actually doing is preparing ourselves to receive more of our soul so that we can embody, anchor, hold, connect with more of our soul's frequency more of the time. So we're always connected to our soul. But when we move into our soul awakening, it becomes possible for more of our soul's presence, more of our soul's energy, and therefore a deeper understanding and offering of our soul contract, soul gift, soul purpose, etc., to be transmitted from our human body and to be shared with the world. If you have moved through a spiritual awakening and you're wondering if you're now moving through a soul awakening, stay tuned. We will talk about it a little bit more towards the end of the episode. A really simple way to tell is if the old tools, the old modalities are no longer working for you. So even if you've had a spiritual awakening and feel like you're now moving through more of a soul awakening, We still need to ensure that we've adequately moved through the spiritual awakening or that spiritual level, the spiritual or energetic up-leveling, to truly support the soul awakening. And what that means is if we're moving into the soul awakening and we're just realizing that, we may need to retrace a few of the steps or a few of the phases in the spiritual awakening to ensure we've done the work and really anchored it in. So let's go really big picture. Where I want to start is, I guess, what we would think of as phase one, which is with the initiation into spiritual awakening. And so I write in my book, you already know that for me, that came about as my aunt's passing and her subsequent visitation. And that acted as a huge catalyst to awaken me to a world far beyond my own human physicality. Is that what a spiritual awakening is going to look like for everybody else? Nope. And that's great. A spiritual awakening may come through a health crisis. A spiritual awakening may indeed come because we've lost a loved one, or it may come because we've had job loss or some other significant ending. What I've seen time and time again is that our spiritual awakening, the very first initiation into our spiritual awakening, generally comes with some kind of catalyst, some kind of moment of ending and letting go on a grand scale that starts to remove the veil, so to speak, and taps us into the possibility of something bigger at play. And so in that very first spiritual awakening, that's really where we're moving out of our slumber, out of 3D and into higher dimensions. That is where we may feel that first pull or the first call to work with our intuition or with our guidance. For some people, it may be being called to yoga or meditation. It may be working with crystals. It really can look like whatever it's going to look like for you. For some people, it's actually more of a religious calling. They may feel called into a particular faith. There's no one right way for this to happen. What is important is that it does happen. And then once it happens, what we do with it is up to us. So if you're tuning in and thinking, oh, that sounds like where I am, I'm just starting to awaken, I've had this huge catalyst in my life and I'm just dipping my toe into the world of intuition and guidance, then you're in the right place. You are most definitely part of the Guided Collective, which is what I've called this podcast. But if you're in this phase and you're looking for a little bit of additional support, I would suggest something like my Guided Gathering, which is the monthly online event where we're actually starting to work with our guidance. I help connect you into your spirit guides. I'm passing on messages on behalf of the group. And we will interact as I lead you into a practice to connect, to be healing and moving through and awakening to the information and the guidance that is available to you. So the Guided Gathering is the name of that event. Depending on where you are in this process of awakening, it might be something like my Connected program, it might be my book or my meditation bundles or even my Oracle cards when they're back in stock. And on that note, I still don't have an update for you. I am trusting the divine timing of this, but they will be back. I just can't confirm when. But there is a wait list on my website if you're interested in knowing when that comes. So really in that spiritual awakening, we're just figuring out what guidance is available to us, what it feels like, what it means, and indeed where it's about to lead us. So this starts to move us into a second phase of our spiritual awakening. And this is what I call the inner transformation. As lovely as it is to be able to receive guidance, whether that's from our intuition, from our spirit guides, whether we're working with the guidance in our physical body and our emotions, whatever the guidance is that's available to us, it is brilliant. And then that guidance will start to lead you deeper. And there is a very pivotal moment when we realize, oh, I just can't use my guidance to help me change jobs or to help me figure out my next step. What my guidance is actually asking me to do is to come inside. And so there's this pivotal moment then when our guidance turns us inward. And this is where, in my book, I liken it to being in a darkened room. This is really the phase where we are turning inward and we feel like we're moving into the unknown. This is really the phase where things are starting to shift internally as well as externally, and we probably feel like it's all got out of control and we don't know what we're doing or what we're meant to do with this mess. And it is usually where I've heard clients and myself say, do I really need to do it this way? Can't I just ignore my guidance and go back to doing it the way I was before? And you can. You can absolutely make that choice. It may not work out so well for you, but you can make that choice. So when we're in this inner transformative phase, we start to see that our guidance is actually showing us one of three things. Our guidance can start to be somewhat categorized by what I call the three threads of guidance. Now, I introduced this idea in my book, you already know. Essentially, the three threads of guidance is that our guidance may be one, giving us intuitive daily instructions. Eat this, wear that, make that phone call, don't turn up today, etc. Seemingly simple, mundane, day-to-day instructions given to us by our intuition or spirit or however they might be coming to us. The second thread is a thread of healing. And this is how you're going to know that you're in this phase, because the guidance that comes to us starts to direct us into pay attention to this chakra, go to yoga, find out about Reiki, go and work with that practitioner, sign up to that meditation circle. Maybe it's to join the guided gathering with me. There is something about the instruction in the healing thread that is starting to get you to work through your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies so that you're actually starting to move through clearing, healing, restoring, and manifesting. And then the third thread here is the thread of purpose, that overarching vision or the overarching direction that we need to move in. And so it's somewhere around this stage that it's a bigger calling or a bigger idea. So for me, when I started to move into this transformation, my guidance was telling me that the purpose had something to do with exactly what I'm doing now, that there was a message, there was something that I was going to get across. My everyday instruction was leave PR and start giving psychic readings. And so the overarching purpose, I had some idea because Spirit had given it to me, but it had timing. It was pointing me in a new direction without necessarily telling me how to get there. What we need to understand about these three threads of guidance, however, is that by taking the daily actions and by working with the healing thread, that is how you're going to get to your purpose. And so the three threads of guidance is actually what underpins all of the group mentoring that I do in Seeker. When you join Seeker, you are invited. The very first thing you're invited to do is to go through an exercise to figure out your three threads of guidance. And once you know what they're telling you, then you have a new roadmap. And you actually have now an aligned action step or an action plan to take that is aligned with your path, with your purpose, and your job becomes acting on that guidance. So when, for example, you sign up for a path and purpose session with me, so that's a one-on-one, one-hour session with me, where I am looking at that big picture for you, this is exactly what I'm looking at. And so we might receive great detail around the purpose, or it might be the overarching direction. But we're going to have a roadmap that is based on the inner transformation, so on that healing and on the everyday intuitive decisions that you're being prompted to make. So part of this inner transformation and what technically would fall under the healing thread is when we're actively engaged with our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, where we start to build out a personal toolkit. What tools do I need to help me work through the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual layers? I mentioned earlier that when we go from that first initial awakening, there is awakening after awakening after awakening, and essentially we're moving through cycle upon cycle upon cycle. One of those cycles is what I mentioned before, the guidance cycle. Even if you weren't to step foot into Seeker or you never had a path and purpose session with me, it would be possible at this phase to keep working with your guidance and simply trust that that guidance is going to move you from clearing out and letting go and then move you into the healing and then move you into the restoration and then move you into the best energetic state to manifest what is next for you. On that note, I did an episode last week on letting go. And so if you're in that clearing out phase, I will link to it in the show notes. En masse right now, a lot of us are moving through that letting go or clearing out phase. What also begins to become noticeable in this process of inner transformation is the connection between your lessons and your purpose. And they go hand in hand. And so oftentimes, someone will come to me, particularly in a path and purpose session, and say, "Helen, I want to know my purpose." And I will say on behalf of Spirit, "Great, start with learning these lessons." And it's not always what we want to hear. But these soul level lessons are what give way to our soul level purpose. And so there is absolutely no way for me to be able to offer what I believe is my sole purpose in the world, to be talking about this, to offer readings in a path and purpose session or my soul seed sessions, to have developed these programs, if I hadn't taken the time first to go very deeply into my lessons. Because if I hadn't figured out how to trust and follow my guidance, there is absolutely no way I could teach it. So you start to get an idea of when you're in that inner transformation phase, that there's a lot of healing that's taking place. It's also really important to know what healing is needed at what time. And so I can help you with that in a path and purpose session, or you can learn it for yourself in my Seeker group mentoring program. So we continue cycling through that inner transformation. We keep moving through the guidance cycle. How long that takes you is really up to you. It certainly took me a long time. And Spirit is telling me that we are moving through such a rapid up-leveling that this process is happening incredibly rapidly now. And so often it is happening so fast that we don't even know what is happening. And so we may end up feeling really out of control with it. There comes a pivot point where we start to move out of that inner transformation and we start to have a sense of our purpose. And so if we're still in a spiritual awakening, that purpose is going to start feeling like I need to offer this as a business or a book or a product or an offering. Sometimes it doesn't need to be aligned with a revenue stream or our careers, but it will require us to put it into action. In some shape or form, our purpose is for more than us. I tend to work with people who are looking to turn it into something of impact. And so this is where we are starting to get a sense of our soul seeds. I spoke about that in an earlier episode, so I will link to that as well in the show notes. So a soul seed, if I use myself as an example, very early on I had a business. This was probably back around 20, I think the idea came to me about 20, actually I think the idea was there about 2011 or 2012. I can't remember exactly when I launched it, but I had another business called The Little Sage. It's where The Little Sage Oracle cards were born out of. But this business was the first iteration of a soul seed. It was where I knew that the message was more than the readings that I was doing at the time. There was a process that I had channeled. There was a method that I had channeled. And so as I moved out of my first round of inner transformation, I moved into a deeper purpose and a way of offering that to the world. What I believe has also happened for me is I have moved through a soul awakening, I would imagine, in probably the last, how many years? Probably the last 5 years or so, around the time that I was pregnant with Rose, my second baby. And so when we then start to cycle through our soul awakening, we're actually moving through the same process, an initiation, an inner transformation, and an understanding of our purpose. But it then happens at the soul level. And the best way I can describe it is it all gets deeper. So when we're being asked to step into our purpose, we are receiving our soul seeds. And we realize that there is something that we want to conceive and gestate and labor and birth into the world. And as we continue to cycle through this, we will refine it. And eventually, if we carry on with this over time, that purpose, I believe, becomes legacy. It becomes more than the book, the product, the business, the offering. And it actually is more about anchoring a frequency, anchoring a bigger modality, anchoring a bigger concept into the world. This phase, regardless of whether you're at a spiritual awakening or a soul awakening or somewhere in between, is still going to feel the same. There is a different purpose that takes us from the inside out. This is the phase where we need to be able to express and transmit and radiate and share not only the offering but ourselves. It's in this phase that we have remembered who we are and why we're really here. And we now need to live by it. And as we move into this phase, as we're offering who we really are to the world, each and every moment is truly on purpose. Each and every moment is geared towards offering the truth of who we are to the world around us. And so if we do figure out how to let that also be an income stream for us, and even more importantly, how that income stream can benefit others, then we're really starting to see traction for ourselves and for our world. So if you feel like you fall into that category, it would be reaching out for a Soul Seeds VIP day with me. This is the kind of work, the kind of one-on-one work that is really lighting me up right now. And so I will put a link to that in the show notes also. A couple of key points that I want to make before we wrap up today's episode. As much as we can map our awakening, we can intellectually pigeonhole ourselves into I'm in this phase and therefore I need this tool. It is only a guide and it is not a hard and fast rule. And so if we ever catch ourselves being too rigid or too strict with I can't move on until I've done these steps, then we're kind of missing the point. Ultimately, our own guidance is always guiding us through our awakening. It is why our soul has come here. And if we tune in, if we listen to our intuition, to our spirit guides, and to eventually to the full brilliance and radiance of our own soul, or our soul council and the range of beings who are available to work with us at the soul level, I talk about them in my book. If we open ourselves to all of that guidance, we will always be on path. We will always be on purpose, even if it feels like we are not on purpose right now. Being off purpose at a human level is part of being on purpose at the soul level. Nothing is by chance and none of it is a mistake, which means that you cannot get this wrong. Thanks for tuning in to not only another episode, but to tuning in to yourself. Spirit tells me those who find the Guided Collective podcast are awakening to their path and purpose and aligning to it by following their intuition. So if you're still listening, that's you. It's my mission to guide and support you along the way. You can start by joining the Guided Collective community via our free Facebook group. And be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss another episode of the Guided Collective podcast.